VCR. VR, M4WHM.
Hey, Jim. I'm trying to reach the button to turn my radio down, Bill. Good evening. We just went down and celebrated my 75th birthday at the daughter's. Had a beautiful meal. Bill, say hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Well, Tom, and hello, Bernice. Good to hear from y'all both.
That's your YouTube, Bill. Oh, and KB4CBA called me a while ago. He's just getting ready. Well, we was eating supper, but I talked to him for a minute, which was nice. And, oh, guys, everybody on here has been nice. And sure good to hear you. Well, I guess you go or so. Her right eye just went black, Bill.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that on the radio earlier. I sure am sorry to hear that.
If there's a good point about it, the retinal specialist said he didn't have any hope for regaining any sight in it, and she has. She's got some peripheral vision, and also in the center now it's starting to come and go some. So we got our hopes up, and they put her on a blood thinner, so just maybe, good Lord's willing, and the creek don't rise, it'll keep getting better.
Sure, well, the body's a miraculous thing, and it's a miracle in itself, and doctors are just educated workers. Sometimes they can't see the forest or the trees.
Yeah, you just never know. Everybody's different. Well, I seen the instrument landing approach lights are on down here. It lights up clear up to the clouds. We're down by Greenville International Airport right now. And it's been a crummy day today. And I'm showing 43 degrees, but just happy to be out of that hospital and out here. We're both still tired, and Bernice don't like to admit it, but it really was a jolt to her system, and she's been tired all day again today, but she's done good. We went to where'd we go last night to the birthday party, Mom? Heck, I'm losing it. Oh, yeah, yesterday afternoon we went down to the airport and watched the grandson go up for a test flight. His mom bought him that for his birthday. His is on the 21st and mine's on the next day. And he seemed to enjoy that.
Good. Glad y'all got you, and I'm sure he's proud to have y'all there. It's always good to celebrate birthdays.
18, and they had a meal down there. They got a real nice cafe there on the field, and it was packed. And there's the playground next to it with the airplane as the theme. And in fact, they got I think it's a Piper Apache out there, or an Aztec, twin engine up on a stand. And the kids, they got all kinds of toys, and boy, they were having a ball. And you can sit there and watch the small general aviation aircraft take off. There was even about a 20-passenger, looked like a Gulfstream took off down there while we was there. So that makes it interesting. What you been up to, Bill?
It's been a pretty crummy day from the weather standpoint, so I've honestly, I hadn't done a whole lot, just been playing with my radios, and then met up with a friend who's a new ham and helped him get his HT programmed, and then another guy come by while we were there, and he had one, and he's a new ham as well. Both of them tested out on a BE session I did about a month ago, and so I programmed his up and got them talking, so they're happy. And if they're happy, I'm happy. M4WHM.
Well, are you a VE, I assume, then, Bill?
I'm just able to test out technicians since I'm a general, but I've been studying this extra stuff for weeks now and took my first practice exam and didn't pass it, but I only missed it by 3 questions for a passing score, so I'm going to study a little more, and maybe by February 7th, I believe it is our next test session, I may be ready to try to get my extra ticket.
You're up on your 20 words a minute Morse code then.
Hitting the dot. I can do it 20 times, but still gotta learn that code. I got a book here on my desk where I'm sitting that says, learn Morse code. I just got to pick it up and start with it.
That's pulling your leg. But, yeah, that's what we had to do. And it was a lot of work getting up to that speed. But I enjoy it. But getting worried now. I've been off the air for about 6 days now. And I'm going to start losing it. I got to get back on there. We've just been too tired to go down in the radio room after we got showered and everything when we got home. We might be able to make it down there tonight. I don't know. Sometimes the antennas are a little finicky when it's raining, but not usually. Once in a while, it'll trip the amplifier. But Bouvet Island's going to be on starting probably about 4 days. I'm not sure exact date. But that'd be a real good one to get.
They having a special event or something scheduled, or what's going on there?
Well, it's a de-expedition, and there's nobody been there for years, I'm sure, because Bill, N4IQ, don't have that one, and he's got 341 countries or something. He's on the honor roll now, I think, and when he got Crozet here last week. I had Crozet. It's a little island down there. I think it's spelled C-R-O-Z-E-T. It's French. It's down by Antarctica. And there was a guy down there, and bet you couldn't guess the radios he had. He had 2 TS-590s. One of them he was doing CW, and the other one FT-8. He made thousands of contacts. So I got him on 20 CW, and I didn't realize the importance of it at the time because I had worked them years ago. 13 years ago was the last time anybody was ever there. It's about 2,600 miles south of Africa, down in the Antarctic region.
For peace, be planes, trains, and automobiles to get there.
Well, there was 34 people on the island, and only one radio operator. And the reason being is that a lot of times environmentally, they don't want antennas, and they don't want RF, and there's all kinds of environmental rules. So he put in for just one, but that's what he was using in a small building there. And that ship he was on, man, I mean, it was a ship. So I can't imagine the expense of the de-expedition. It had to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But he wanted to do that for the last, I think, 13 years. And like Larry the Cable Guy, he got her done.
That's your goal, and you got the means. Why not? And it gives people opportunity to make that contact.
Allow him to have one vertical. And I know they was going to stay there much longer, and they put in for an extension, and the French government said, nope, not going to do it. They wanted to do some magnetic testing of some kind there on the surface. You'd have to look it up. FT-8 Whiskey was the call. But I was happy I got him, because not a lot of people got him. And I just flew around one night, and I thought, well, they're in the wrong place. I'm going to jump up 5 KCs instead of 1, 2, or 3, like most of them were. Man, there was thousands of them there. And I got him on the second or third try, and, I mean, he come back so clear, I thought, uh-oh, they've talked about pirates disrupting down there, and they'll do that. And I thought, well, I got a pirate. And the next day, he confirmed it on the club log, and that just amazed me that he'd even have the ability it's just a chunk of ice.
Ice, that's for sure. And everything's upside down, I guess, down there. Being the bottom of the world.
Most miles, 9,000 something, so about halfway around the Earth. But like I said, at the time, I was just fooling around having fun. If I see it on the QRZ or something like that, I don't care who it is, I'll work them. And on the expeditions and that, if I've got him on a, you know, I looked it up first, and I thought, well, I got him on sideband. I'll try CW, and then I will, but I don't ever duplicate, you know, things. Although, a lot of times, there'll be a different operator down there than it was 13 years ago, of course. But as far as working doubles or something like that, just to, they call them insurance, and that just keeps other guys from getting in there. I don't do that. But it's fun, and I'm sure this bull bay will be a mess when it comes to trying to work him. But I'm in it for the fun, Bill, not the numbers. It's nice to have the numbers, but the fun is more important to me.
The fun's more important than how many or how much or even how far. So as long as you're having fun, that's a... To me, that's what matters. Keep it fun, keep it enjoyable. M4WHM.
Sure. Well, I haven't seen the radar or heard the forecast this evening. You know anything about that? It looks like real low clouds, and it's just a steady rain here, Bill, going down Buncombe Street here, headed towards home. Still got quite a ways to go yet. But, for Sunday night, I'd say there's quite a bit of traffic.
Sure, what the weather's supposed to do? The, I'm pulling up the forecast right now, so give me about, I don't know, what's the radar saying here? If it'll load, it appears to be a big green blob over just about the entire state of Georgia. So I'd say we got a little more rain to go.
Thanks, Bill. I was thinking of you the other morning, going back and forth to the hospital. I had to go early. And I talked to a gentleman that works over. He's in Spartanburg. For the city of Spartanburg, he's the IT guy over there. I don't know how many they got, but it reminded me of what you do, Bill, and he really is a nice guy. And you remember his call, Bernice? Huh?
I wasn't with you.
Oh, well, yeah, but you've heard me talk to him before. But his name's Lloyd, so if you ever get a chance to talk to him, he's on the road going to work of a morning, but I guess you would be too.
Anyway, I'm headed the wrong direction to keep the repeater up in the mornings. So, and it looks like just a pretty good chance of rain through midnight tonight and trace amounts tomorrow. Partly cloudy throughout most of the night. And then sunny with 0% chance of rain throughout the day. And it's 42 degrees here in Hartwell. So we've got about an inch and a quarter rain today, so or since midnight last night. But I used to catch some of the guys on about 5:30 in the morning, Patrick and a couple others, and my schedule changed a little bit, so I'm getting ready at that time now, so I don't get to talk to them. But I did talk to Patrick the other day, and caught up with him and talked to Chad and caught up with him about a couple of weeks ago. So just slowly but surely getting those contacts back in order. It's my own fault for not getting on the radio more.
That's good to get him back. Yeah, I've been in contact with Chad quite a bit. He's called and checked on Miss Bernie, says he calls her, and Anna called, and like I said, everybody's just been wonderful. The only only time I've been on the radio is on this, on the repeater, on 2 meters. And it's got great coverage and great folks here. Boy, it's really starting to come down now. Yeah, it's dark out here, Bill. But, well, it was comforting to be able to talk to folks that first night after that happened. It was rough, and they called it a stroke, and they thought a piece of that had come off of her carotid artery and hit the optic nerve, I guess you'd say. But we'll get past it, and Mama's happy to be home, and I sure as heck am happy. That silence when she's not there is just unbearable.
And that, can only imagine. But hopefully, like I said, everything's on the mend, and y'all will get your bearings back and your strength back, and get back into your regular routine. That's what we go. That's the goal.
On that, well, Bill, I think I'll get out and get some push water here on the way home. We got a nice little filling station here, as I call them. And I'll let you go, and you'll knock that extra class test out standing on your head with the kind of work you do in that. I have no doubt, and we'll talk to you down the line. I hope you've been doing a little HF. I haven't, but that's my fun of an evening. I go downstairs and talk on the radio some, mostly on CW, but occasionally on Sideman. So if you ever want to talk on Sideman, we could give it a try. I think you're close enough, or far enough from me, that we might be able to talk on HF. I talked to KB4CBA one night on the radio. He's limited on antennas, of course, but as to what bands. But anyways, I'll let you go. I'm not looking forward to getting out in the rain, but thanks for hollering at me, Bill. And I'll be clear on your final, sir. This is N0TR.
4WHM. Tom, Bernice, always glad to hear from you. Sorry I didn't know about things sooner, but I'm definitely got you in my prayers to be well and to be whole. So take care, and we'll talk soon. N4WHM, clear.